Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Anna. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm just calling about my cousin who actually set me up on this date with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The date went really, really well. I mean, I was really, really impressed with it. The only thing is that it was a vegetarian restaurant. He's not vegetarian.
Yeah. Now, is he an American guy?
Yeah, he's American.
He's probably thinking like you're a fancy British woman who likes, you know, vegetarian food, and he's like white trash, and he just wants like something from the 99.
Jeez, what are you saying? I love the 99.
And he said that he would pick a place the next time, and you know. No, we held hands and, you know, really, really good date. But I haven't heard from the guy. And I'm like, what the f*** has happened?
I see. I mean, I'm telling you, it could be the restaurant thing. He might be looking in a crystal ball and going like, this girl's fun for now, but I can't have a life of her judging me because I'm grilling stuff on a random Tuesday in the winter. But who knows? I mean, maybe not. So we'll give him a call for you. All right, Anna?
All right.
Hang on. Second date update on 10s. All right, so we just spoke to Anna, very nice girl, and she's looking for a guy named John. John's not a vegetarian. They went to a vegetarian restaurant for their date. I don't know why in my head John is white trash. I'm just like, so yeah, John like showed up to the date in like faded jeans, a little bit of an ass crack showing, and he's just like, she's out of my league.
That's a lot.
All right, well, we'll give him a call for you right now, right, Anna?
Okie dokie.
Hey, just give me till next week.
Hello?
What?
I just need a week.
Is this John?
Yeah, who's this?
So, John, my name's...
Bill Collector.
Yeah. Just kidding. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. So somebody, we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to reach out to you.
Wait, what?
So, okay, I'll explain this very quickly. It's basically a girl that you know. I'm going to tell you her name, but she wanted us to ask you out on a date. And the reason we're asking you is because if you say yes, then we will pay for whatever type of date you want to do. You know what I mean? Like you pick the restaurant, you pick the day, the time, whenever you're free, we'll set the whole thing up. So, I mean, you're getting free food and free drinks, and just to see if you and this girl have chemistry. So, do you want to know the girl's name?
I do.
Okay. Her name's Anna?
Oh.
Is that
Listen,
a no?
I was going to call her back.
Oh.
I just had to, a little issue I had to resolve with her cousin.
You had a little issue you had to resolve with her cousin?
I do. I like to gamble, okay? So, maybe a lot. But her cousin...
You like to gamble, you said?
I do. And her cousin is he's a bookie, and I might have made some bets with him on the Olympics, and it like went pretty bad.
Her cousin, there's so much going on here.
Oh my God.
The cousin, she said that her cousin set her up with you. The same guy?
This is the guy who's, yeah.
Okay. So your bookie's also your matchmaker.
Okay. Now it makes sense.
That was dumb on your part. So, and you made bets on the Olympics?
I did.
You did. Do you owe him money? Is that what it? Are you losing in it?
Yeah, I owe him a lot of money. That's why I called back. I owe him a lot of money.
You owe him a lot of money. Okay. Uh-huh. So why aren't you calling Anna back though? Because you owe her cousin money. I don't get it. She's not her cousin.
Yeah, but
cousin will find him.
Yeah, yeah. That is true. Okay. That is true. Okay. Well, I got some bad news for you, John. Anna's on the phone right now.
Oh, God.
Anna?
What the f*** is going on? I mean, seriously?
On the bright side, Anna, it's not anything you did.
It's him being a degenerate, pretty much.
How are you going to bet on the Olympics? Can I just ask that? Seriously, John?
He can't even speak.
No, John, but like, are you that much of a degenerate though? Like, you bet on the Olympics? What else? Like, why the Olympics?
I don't know why that makes me a degenerate. I'm just betting on the, you know, it's like, you know, you like gamble, you bet on stuff.
It's funny you say that, though, Romero, because, like, I was friends with this guy who was such a bad degenerate bettor.
Yeah.
Like, he would bet with his friends in the Uber on how fast they were going to get back to their hotel. They'd be like, all right, 10 grand, we get back before 9 o'clock.
I've done that. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so you're a friend. He's probably one of his friends.
Honestly, Simone Biles hadn't pulled out, I'd be like, way up right now.
Believe it.
Who else screwed you?
The Djokovic guy. And I got some great inside information. Germany's going to be, I think, going to be winning gold.
Wait. Where's Germany going to win gold in? Just so I can think.
They're coming. I think they're pretty sure.
For I don't believe it.
And I'm pretty sure Finland.
Listen to her. She's so
slam dunk and ski shooting. So.
Finland's gonna win ski shooting. Okay.
You are a f***ing ass.
Wow.
Finland. I'm just writing this down for entertainment purposes. Finland ski shooting and in Germany and what?
You know what? I don't f***ing care who's shooting.
Dressage? What the hell is that?
That's like the horse dancing thing.
Oh, the horse dancing! What?
Okay, so how about Anna? Like he said, it's not you.
I'm sorry, there's not going to be no second date. I'm good. Like, seriously. No.
All right, well, just tell Harry that I'm on it.
Really?
You guys mind if I get some of that money you're going to give me for the date? Like, how much would that be?
Wow.
You
know
what? You gotta f*** yourself.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at Hot969Boston.com/help.